L-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Nope. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
L-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Nope. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Another point here that happened recently, the testimony of Kelly Dever. I know I'm screwing up her name, and I should know it. I know the defense attorneys messed it up, too. But I'm going to say Dever. She was the former Canton police officer who originally gave a report saying that she had seen Brian Higgins and Berkowitz in the Sallyport with Reed's car. Then, a little bit after, timestamps showed that she couldn't have because she was already either gone for the day or not there yet. It was one of the two. I forget which one. But physically, it would have been impossible for this event to have ever taken place. So it's a false memory. Now, in a case that's that is living on conspiracy, on a case that is
and false memories
and is fraught with all sorts of just nothing can be easy here. Nothing can just be straightforward of I saw this. Here's what it is. Now we're introducing false memory into the testimony. And at the end of the day, I know she played very well, actually, for the prosecution, despite being a defense witness, because she called out Alan Jackson for his behavior, basically demanding, allegedly, that she testify one specific way. And if she did not, she claims that he threatened that he'd find a way to charge her with perjury. She calls the FBI and has some sort of conversation there about would this be perjury? If I'm saying this right now, I was wrong. And that's how that gets cleared up. It all doesn't look good. None of it looks great. The testimony that I think won the day was that of Alan Jackson trying to intimidate a witness is what, you know, allegedly is what seemed to win that. But I'm sorry, it does not look good that you have a false memory over a pretty key piece of evidence here, or witness testimony, in this case. I mean, what did you make of that and how that played out altogether?
Yeah, I like that she called the FBI and that she made an effort, which, so when I've worked with really good people and some people that weren't so good, and the ones that are really good are the ones that are doing their utmost to actually uphold the standard of law.
Sure.
And to be righteous in the things they're doing. And so when you think you might have done something wrong, you double check in what you did. So I like that for when it comes to credibility. But when it comes to false memories, this whole thing is false memories. But again, did not ring 12 good for Alan Jackson whatsoever. Because again, And this is what people really got to watch so often in life. And I think this is what might have happened here. In his impression, he wasn't intimidating anyone. Mm-hmm. He might be thinking, I'm merely stating a fact that you could self-perjure yourself if you did X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
But now he didn't know how it felt on the other side because he lacked empathy to see how it's received. Because now from the receiver it could be, I was just threatened.
Yeah. And now it looks like this to a jury.
Yes.
And it's, had he had that line not been ever said, if he had never said anything allegedly about, you know, this could be perjury or I'm going to get you charged with whatever the hell he said, had that just been left out and he just challenged her on the stand of, didn't you say this once? Yes, but I did it. And all of the vitriol, all of the rage that she seemed to have for Alan Jackson would have been left out. It just would have been, you're catching someone who is claiming they have a false memory, claiming they did everything that they could to write it, but all the negative of Alan Jackson wouldn't be in that. It's the negative of Alan Jackson that totally turned that witness that could have been a big pro for the defense, for a big pro for the prosecution, because it would have looked like, false memory? Really? You have a false memory of these two people? And even I'm like, really? You have a false memory of these two people? Like, you get really specific in your false memory there. It's not just, I saw the car in the garage. I could see that being a false memory. Cars come and go from there all the time, I'm sure. And if you're not really a big part of the case and you're just like, yeah, it was there, sure. You know, and you're like, oh, wait, it couldn't have been. There must have been some other car. Okay, I get that. But you're like, these two very specific people were in there talking and what are you remembering?
And it really showed once again just how unlikable Alan Jackson
is. Yes, exactly. It does. It really does.
So again, it's just another data point for the jury to get. It's like, dude, this guy is just an unlikable guy. And so if you start getting your own, so again, confirmation bias as human beings is so powerful. So now if you didn't like how he, and this is also why prosecution has been very just facts and data, because when you start playing on people's emotions, and you start trying to use that as a lever, you're going to win some people and you're going to lose some people. And the people, and both sides now are going to have a confirmation bias. If they like what Alan Jackson did, well, then everything he says is going to be gold. Mm-hmm. If you don't, then everything he says from that point is completely flushed out.
Yeah.
That's why you are really playing with fire with a human being when you start playing that emotional card. Because unless you're really, really good, charismatic, and compelling, like very few people are, where you can win everyone over, you're going to lose at least some. And that's not good for you.
And it felt like when these things erupt, they're not, Alan Jackson didn't have very good self-control. Alessi has not had very good self-control in this either. Where, okay, you're met with some things you're not expecting. Don't go into a rage at the person, because that seems to be what's happening. It's like, you got to play it cool here if you want to be likable. Now it looks like you're harassing this young woman, this young cop, who clearly is a bit green, but clearly has, you know, a badass attitude. but it looks like you're attacking her personally. She had to call the damn FBI on you. Is like, you're being accused of having a witness call the FBI on you in your trial. That's not a good look. Calm down. Yes. Because this is not playing well to a jury at all, at least in my opinion.
It's a behavior arc for him.
Yeah.
And so remember, if you get 1, 2, 3 data points of someone behaving that way, it can now be assumed that that's the way they interact with everyone.
And it's surprising. I mean, these are well-respected attorneys. I'm wondering, I mean, everybody is human here in this. And that's what we have to remember, I think, because sometimes you think, well, you're the attorney. They got to have all these superpowers. They've been doing this case now for almost 3 years or so. I mean, some a little bit less. And dealing with Karen Reed, every time they turn a corner, every time they think they're making a really good point, they're met with Karen Reed shooting them basically in the head. I'm not going to say even the foot. She's aiming directly for a kill shot, it seems, almost every time. Her own defense. Because every clip that gets played and undermines everything that they just made a point on with her own words. That's got to be a bit defeating. That's got to be frustrating as heck when this is a person you're trying to defend and all they seem to keep doing is every, you know, 5 feet of advancement you make, they're pulling you back 10.
And it's a shame, like, again, I think in the last couple of weeks, she herself has been better. And because I'm not hearing about her, which means she's better. So it's too bad that person, again, when you just to your point about what defense has to deal with, they're still dealing with who she was a year ago and doing Netflix in the present. And it's too bad that they couldn't keep her from doing those things and have her behave like she is now. Because again, I'm not in the courtroom, not watching every day, because that's why I'm so sympathetic to the jurists that I have to do this every day. You know, I'm getting clips and I'm getting blurps. And I'm doing like an hour here, an hour there. But I do see her. Now, again, I try to be as objective as possible. I think she's been better in the last week or two than she's been before, because she hasn't opened her mouth as much. She's not making looks. I don't think she's great, but she's not bad. I mean, she set a really low bar for the behavior that she needs to have. But you're right. So but, you know, her history keeps coming back and haunting her really bad. I mean, I'm sorry, I got a cold.
I mean, and none of the jury is seeing it, but I mean, when she's walking out of court, she's still saying stuff. And
oh yeah,
and that's where, again, I don't.
But it's not making headlines the same way as it was, because again, it became part of her baseline.
I feel like it's part of the baseline, and it's burnout. And that's what I'm wondering, it was what's going on with the attorneys. Are they just getting burned out? Are they like, we're going to do our damn best job, but you know, what could have been our best job up here is now going to have to be here, not because they don't want to or they can't get there, but because no matter what they do, they can't get there. They're not capable of it, because she'd pulled them all down so far that they could have been operating at that level, but you just can't if there's not the supports to be there, because she kicked them all out.
It's also really interesting, too, when you look at the behavior of Jackson and the whole defense, what appears to be from presentation, a lack of confidence in what they're doing, and a desperation this feeling that they're chasing the prosecution's, you know, great strategy and what mm-hmm. they're doing. You know, the only reason you'd have that behavior is because they don't think they're doing well.
Yeah.
Which is interesting to me, because when you look at public opinion on Twitter and the pro-Crown Reed people, again, most people, and when I do the deep dive on ChatGPT, it's saying, hey, this case is still 50-50. Yeah, when you look at the behavior of defense, I don't get the sense from their standpoint that they think that. When you're in chase mode, yeah. When you're in, it looks to be in desperate mode, mm-hmm. I think they're seeing things that the rest of the world's not seeing when it comes to this. So it's...
Yeah. I don't know that they... Do you think the defense feels that they're in desperate mode, or do you think that they're presenting a really strong case? If they're looking at it objectively, I can't imagine they think it's going well.
Boy, it's so hard to tell whether, again, who are they paying attention to?
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah.
You know, if they're listening to only their echo chamber, they're doing rock star stuff. Mm-hmm. But if they're objective and taking in all the people, talking heads like you and me, mm-hmm. because there's a lot of others out there saying the same things, like, dude, no way, this ain't going well. So you just don't know what they're doing. And that's why it's a really complicated case. And that's why back to the only thing that matters is those 12 people.
She should have just listened to David Yannetti to begin with. He's the only one on that team that I like. I feel good about that. I'm like, I like him. He seems like he's probably a decent guy. He's the one who initially was like, well, yeah, if you did do this, because she went to him and said, well, what if I did hit him? Then you have some culpability. Didn't like that. Well, we better bring in the other attorney that's going to tell you a bunch of other stuff once the mysterious man comes right to us and says, look at the people in the house. Yannetti would have... You know, they probably would be, she'd be free. This would all be said and done by now. You know, she'd probably have to do a little bit of time back then, but that'd be over. And there'd probably be some fines and that sort of such, probation.
And maybe. The damage to your brand, you know, the reputation of who you are as a human being.
You've ruined your life now. Yeah.
Yeah. It just wouldn't nearly be as catastrophic.
Cause she could have come back from, I think, pretty easily professionally and all that. It wouldn't have been this big spectacle. No, we wouldn't even know about the damn thing. It'd have been a small local story.
Drunk tragedies and horrendous things like this do happen from time to time.
They do.
Too many times, you know, and you have two parents and a family that lost their son. And that, again, always is at the bottom line of everything, is that, you know, justice needs to be served.
Yeah.
But man, everyone could have made it so much easier on themselves and the legacy that they're leaving behind than this nightmare.
Yeah, I don't think anyone could have done it any worse than they have.
Yeah, it's a good point.
Craving nonstop true crime updates? Press subscribe now and get the latest cases, analysis, and expert commentary delivered straight to your feed. Only from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.